that's all mentally ready. You know, that's what we're doing right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Saturday, you ran it six times for 51 yards, including a 22-yard touchdown run in the first big scrimmage of the spring. Just tell me about your day and how it went.
Yeah, I thought it went pretty well. It's just we're going out there, and, you know, it was fun to, you know, play some tackle football after a while, you know, after practicing every day, you know, not being able to hit full on is, you know, it wears on you. So, you know, being able to go out there and play for real, that's fun, and, you know, everyone gets amped up. And, you know, I went out there and just, you know, tried to do my thing, and, you know, I had a good time.
Chase, you had the touchdown run, a 22-yarder. You broke a couple of tackles on a run around the left end. That had to feel good to get into the end zone, even though it's just a spring scrimmage, huh?
Yeah, that's always good. You know, scoring touchdowns, that's the running back's job. And, you know, that every time you get in the end zone, it's always a great thing. And, you know, that's what the scrimmages are for, you know, kind of get the ghost webs off and the cobwebs off and, you know, just do our thing.
Chase, you played right away for the Bison, and last year you wound up in 14 games. You had some really nice games coming off of the bench for the Bison, 47 carries, 262 yards, two rushing touchdowns, averaging 5.5 yards per carry. How would you describe your freshman season? Because I know you were a valuable guy on special teams as well.
You know, that freshman year, that was a big thing for me, you know, getting that experience. You know, I'm going to take that into next year, adding a whole bunch of confidence to my play. But I thought, you know, it was a good year, and special teams, that's what I came in, and I knew that was how I was going to get on the field. So, you know, I was busting my butt in fall camp and, you know, doing what I could to get out there. And, you know, just throughout the year on special teams, I was just trying to fly around and make plays wherever I can, and I was fortunate enough to get as much, you know, time at running back as I did. You know, not a lot of four-string running backs get in there that much at the – and not that many games. So that experience was very valuable to me, and I'm going to take that into next year.
You played behind some really good backs, as you well know, last year, a couple of 1,000-yard rushers in Sam Ojeri and John Crockett. What did you learn from those guys last season, Chase?
You know, those guys, they were so welcoming to, you know, our whole freshman class, and they taught us everything. They taught us how it goes, you know, Bison football, what Bison football is, and, you know, part of that's just learn how to practice. You know, they come in, they show you that, you know, you finish every single rep, and, you know, on the field, you sit back and you watch and learn from guys like Sam Ojeri, John Crock, and, you know, Derek Lang. You know, you just try and pick out little things every day, and those guys are, you know, they're always there, and they're always critical of you, and they're always building you up too. So those guys were a big part of, you know, hopefully, you know, how I do this year. And I'm picking up from them and still learning from John Crockett. You know, he's a character, and he's always fun to have around, amped up, and he's the most critical one of all of us. He'll be the first to tell you when something's wrong. He'll be the first to, you know, build you up when you do something huge.
As you said, he is such a character. For those people who haven't had a chance to be around John Crockett, and I'm not around him a lot, but enough to know of his personality, just how fun is it to be around a guy like that who's just a bundle of energy, Chase?
That's exactly what you described. He is a bundle of energy. I mean, he's just so passionate for the game, and I respect that a lot. He goes out there every day, and he's flying around, and he's amped up. You make a big play, he's the first one to congratulate you and be in your face. And like I said, he's the first one to be the most critical of you, too. If you mess up, he's right there telling you, because, you know, he cares about this team, and he wants the best out of every single one of us. And, you know, I love John Crockett, and I love him for that.
Hey, the spring game coming up now in another couple of weeks, but this past Saturday in the scrimmage in which you rushed for 51 yards, a guy that I really don't know too much about, a transfer from the North Dakota State College of Science, Melvin D'Souza. He ran for a couple of touchdowns himself. He had a 74-yarder for a touchdown. How about the way D'Souza kind of just exploded onto the scene, a guy who's been a defensive player before coming to NDSU?
Yeah, that was awesome to see that. We were all amped up for him because, you know, Melvin hasn't played running back before, so it was fun to see him get out there and, you know, do his thing. And if you've seen Melvin, you see he's got the biggest arms you'll ever see, and he is a load to try and hit. So it's fun to watch him just run through guys, and we were all just pumped up after seeing that day he had.
Yeah,
he was excited about it.
That really is exciting. 237-5948, toll-free 800-880-5346 are the telephone numbers. And John is with us online, too. John, you're on with Chase Morlock.
Yeah, thanks, Scotty. Hey, Chase.
Hey.
You're a lot of fun to watch. This last year, there's no doubt you've got the talent. There's no doubt you're going to contribute a lot. You've got a nose for the game. You just know where to go. What's it going to take for Chase Morlock to be the guy in the locker room, like, and on the field, like Grant Olsen? What's it going to take? Because this is where I see you going. What's it going to take for you to be like one of those guys? And just talk about that. Maybe you've thought about that.
I think what it's going to take for me is, you know, I got to, coach told me I have to know this offense, you know, probably second best to Carson Wentz. He told me, if I'm going to be that guy, I'm going to have to know this offense inside and out. And, I think I can get there. I got a lot of film, a lot of studying, but I want to be that guy. I want to be that guy everyone can hang their hat on and know what they're doing out there. And, you know, that's why I think Coach Polisek is such a big deal, you know, especially having the offensive coordinator as my position coach. He makes us learn the whole concept of every play. It's not just what we're doing as running backs. We're learning about the whole moving parts of the offense and the defense, and that's a big deal for us. So, you know, the more you know about football, the better you are.
What about the brotherhood in the locker room? Can you comment on that?
Yeah, locker rooms, it's a great time. We all love each other out here. And, you know, things get chippy in practice, offensive, defensive-wise, but, you know, we're on the field. We're competitive guys, so... You know, there's some, you know, things get chippy, but we get in the locker room and it's all, we're loving each other and, you know, we're having fun, and that's what football's all about.
You know, Scotty, I'll just say this and then I'll hang up. It's been great 3 years in a row, national championship, and maybe you feel this way, maybe you don't, but I'm really looking forward to next year. There's something there's a challenge in the air. I think the Bison got the talent here, and it's going to be fun to see how they put it all together. And what are your thoughts on this thing up below?
Oh, exactly. I mean, a lot of people are, trying to tell us the dominance is over, and that's we're out there practicing every day. We're trying to show everyone that it's not done, and we're going to be right back there in that national championship game. That's the ultimate goal. So, we have a lot of extra motivation and just in that going into everyday practice. We got a lot of young guys, so we got a long way to go, but I think that's, it's only going to help us in the long run.
Chase, a couple of more questions for you here. And we had a caller last hour who asked the question, and it escaped me. It was a two-part question, but the second part had to do with you. And I'd like to know your thoughts on whether you feel as though you can kind of morph into like a Ryan Smith type of a player for the Bison, a guy, because you were, of course, you are a running back. Ryan Smith was a running back who then became a slot receiver for the Bison. Do you see yourself ever in that kind of a role?
Yeah, I'll be willing to do whatever they think I can do as the offense. You know, that's if they tell me to do it, I'll do it. But I've always seen myself as more of a in the dot running back. We got a running back Darius Anderson. He's really starting to, fill that role. I don't know if I'm not the fastest guy in the world out there, so I'm in the dot. But we got Darius who he's a shifty little running back and he is fast and he's got hands too. So you might be seeing him kind of develop into that slot role, kind of like Ryan Smith.
I'm sure you've been asked this by friends and maybe other members of the media, but with the new quarterback, Carson Wentz takes over after Brock Jensen is now gone. What do you think of the way the offense is coming around with Carson Wentz under center this spring?
Oh, it's coming great. Carson Wentz has not skipped a beat after, losing a guy like Brock Jensen, who's, he's irreplaceable. But, this whole offense is coming around Carson, and he shows us every day how truly bad he wants and how great he's going to be. He's the kind of guy that, he's already leading this squad, and I love Carson, and all of us guys love him, and I think we're gonna be just fine at the quarterback position for a few years here.
A couple of more questions now for Chase Morlock, who will be a sophomore running back for the Bison football team this fall. The spring game coming up April the 26th. Chase, I love the way that you run so hard, and you were a state champion wrestler in addition to being a great running back for Moorhead High under head coach Kevin Feeney. How much does that help you, your wrestling background and just being able to get leverage as you run?
Yeah, I think that's a big deal. Wrestling, I've been wrestling my whole life, and, the leverage thing's a big deal. So, you get knocked off balance, and, that kind of comes into play. And, I think the most important part of wrestling, though, is just the mental toughness it brings because, the guys out there have wrestled. I think wrestling's one of the toughest things you can do in your life. You go through a full season, and, mentally, I think that's just – something that it gives you an edge over everyone else.
I'm guessing you don't miss trying to cut weight anymore, huh?
No, I've done enough of that in my day. I'm actually trying to put it on now, so there's a little flip there.
Last thing for you. Now, with King Frazier, unfortunately for King, his spring was cut short because of a knee injury, and that probably leaves some more reps for you and Darius and Melvin and, of course, John Crockett. So tell me a little bit more about just the dynamics of the running back position the rest of spring ball.
It's too bad King hurt his knee because he needs those reps. And, you know, it helps us getting a few more reps, but we need him out there too. Every single running back is important on this team, and we're going to need everyone come next fall. So, you know, me, Darius, and John, and Melvin are all trying to get all the pictures down, and, you know, we're going to get King caught up too. He needs to get those reps as soon as his knee gets healed up, and he'll be all right, though. King's a very athletic kid, and he knows a lot about football too, so he'll get caught up real fast.
So how much are you looking forward to the spring game on the 26th, Chase?
I'm really excited to, you know, get out there and, you know, just play football. That's what we're here for, and we love going out there every time we get a chance, and, you know, when we get to compete against our defense, you know, offense versus defense, we always want to be able to, you know, have the little talk at the end so we can give them a little crap. But, we can't wait for that, you know, coming up here in a couple of weeks, and, you know, we're going to go out there and fly around and have some fun.
All right. It was just so much fun to talk to you tonight here, Chase. I appreciate you taking the time here. Best of luck the rest of the spring, and we'll see you at the spring game on the 26th.
All right. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Chase Morlock, he is a sophomore-to-be running back for the North Dakota State football team. Again.